Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters from across the world, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf, which chooses a book every week to bring to your radio stations. Contrary to what some of you think, Islam is not a religion of blind obedience. If you read the Quran, you can see it constantly reminds its readers to use their reason. Islam is a religion of ratiocination, not miracles. In Islam, we talk more about logic and history than we do about miracles. So our theology is based a lot on keeping us tied to reason. Every religion has its own theology that is supposed to provide the mental stability and guideline to lead its peoples to prosperity. Islamic theology emanates from the Quran, which produces a well-organized ideology that acts as the main reference for Muslims. Theology answers a lot of our basic and most needed questions. It gives meaning to our life by explaining what we actually are. Are we the product of sheer luck? With no roots and no goal, shall we perish into non-existence when we die and truly become past? Without godly guidance, it's impossible to correctly answer these questions. It's almost impossible to reach any answer that won't confuse us even more. That's where theology comes in. It shows us where we are from, where we are heading. It defines an identity to us that we can relate to, and it gives us meaning to our life. It is theology that can produce spirituality. How is God defined in our religion? And what is the human being, and how does it relate to God? Where are we heading, and how do we find our way to there? These are some of the questions that theology addresses. Stay tuned.
Ask me about love and what I know about it. My answer would be it's everything about Allah, the pure love. Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu
Akbar. You are back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. In this program, we introduce a book to you every week, and we get to this part of the program where we introduce the book and its author. Born in Tabriz, Iran, Dr. Furutan migrated to Qom and completed all four levels of Islamic seminary studies in the city of Qom. In addition to teaching and propagating Islam in various countries, Dr. Furutan also has a guidebook on Quran translation and has translated the Quran too. He has also supervised research for various universities and taught in the Islamic seminary. One aspect of today's book that might catch your attention is how rich it is in referencing Quranic verses. Today's book is taught in various countries, including Britain, Belgium, Canada, Germany, and even some African countries. It has also been translated back to Persian. You can also visit his site at bfurutan.com. So in his first of a 3-book series, Dr. Furutan explains complicated Islamic issues in the simplest ways. I would say that a wide range of people can make good use of this book. The aim of this book isn't to make you a theologic guru, but to place the first theology blocks for you correctly so you can build upon them. The book is called An Introduction to Islamic Theology, and it's 128 pages. It's been published by Athara Saps. The contents are Chapter 1, God; Chapter 2, The Human Being; Chapter 3, Prophethood; Chapter 4, The Hereafter. So you can see that it points at the most important issues of our Islamic theology. So this is normally the part that we take a break, but today, instead of the break, listen to an interview we had with Dr. Furutan.
I was born in Iran in 1981, completed my bachelor's degree in English translation, and started seminary studies immediately after that. I was awarded my PhD in 2019, and my dissertation was on translating the Holy Quran. I've been involved in scripture translation and its commentary for approximately 2 decades, but I put most of my focus on translating the Quran and its commentary in English, in a way that makes it easier for the reader to understand. The product of that was a new English translation of the Quran, in addition to a 12-volume English commentary, which is on the way to being published soon, inshallah. In a similar way, this theology book, I mean An Introduction to Islamic Theology, is designed to explain the most important pillars of our Islamic belief in a very simple way, hopefully comprehensible to everyone. This is, of course, the first book in this field. This particular book is currently being taught in several countries, Western and African included. I've also supervised or been the referee to approximately a dozen research projects, and also had the opportunity to teach in some countries abroad and in some universities. Asked about other books, there are a few books that are being published soon, including a book on Quran translation, which is a guide on the complicated structures and wordings of the Quran and how to translate them properly, a book on Islamic ethics that explains virtues and vices according to Islam, and we are also completing a translation of the Nahjul Balagha, inshallah. I'd like to express my gratitude to you folks for your good program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf, and you are listening to our interview with Dr. Furutan, which is the author of today's book, An Introduction to Islamic Theology. All right, so I'm going to read a piece of this book for you. Why do disbelievers knowingly deny the Day of Judgment? Some are afraid that acknowledging the Day of Judgment will deprive them of joys, mostly illegitimate ones. They think life becomes dull, not knowing that in fact earthly life is limited and religion sets us free from its limitations by giving us salvation, a permanent life with all the joys, beyond one's imagination. They do not trust God and His teachings or promises, thus they sin to enjoy what they have of earthly life. Human beings make a grave mistake and want to transgress and corrupt in His coming days of life. The second group are those who do not assume that the Day of Judgment will arrive, so they prefer earthly life and think they will be in the world forever. They prefer the life of the world.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
In another section, which is called A Final Word, I guess Dr. Furutan sums up theology nicely, saying, God is bounteous and therefore He creates. He doesn't need us, but He loves us and wants us to prosper. God is also just. He has given us all the facilities we need to live successfully through this system of life and attain everlasting pleasure in the hereafter, which is what God intended. This book is only a simple introduction into religion. It's an eye-opener for he who is too involved in earthly life. Earthly life is valuable, but only so much as it is a farm where we plant our deeds. We receive what we have planted in the afterlife. The message of the Quran is very simple. Be curious, ask questions, but don't have predetermined answers. Be unbiased and seek whatever the truth is. That is the logical way to live. The threats and the rewards that the Quran provides are only to provoke us to start thinking and asking questions. Nowhere in the Quran does God demand thoughtless obedience. In fact, the Quran constantly invites us to use our own reasoning, unbiased. How much less could the Quran want? We are not plants, nor lifeless rocks. We have great abilities, and of course, with each ability comes an expectation. And yet, all God has wanted from us is reasoning. The threats in the Quran are true. Those who remain careless will really fall into the everlasting doom that the Quran describes. The rewards, however, are just as real and oh so easy to achieve. To attain salvation, seeking the truth is all that is needed. We hope this book helps our reader. We don't expect anything but the determination to search for the truth, whatever and wherever it may be. For you must not forget, this life will end, and with it an eternal life will start. Should that life start with the serenity of light or with the horror of evilness? This is a book that puts complicated issues, that it delivers complicated issues in a very simple language. And I guess that is the art that this author has. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. You were listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we introduced the book An Introduction to Islamic Theology by Dr. Behrouz Furutan, published by Authora Sabs. Until next week, if you missed the program, you can always download an archive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.